What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, lots to talk about. Last week, gold hit all-time highs, although it sold off pretty good after that. Big action gold. Actually, over the weekend, it came out that Warren Buffett and his group, Berkshire Hathaway, had bought some gold and sold some banks. Silver, multi-year highs. Lumber traded CME Group, all-time highs. Corn and soybeans above the major moving averages. S&P 500, just a few points from all-time highs. Starting to see an uptick, not only in stocks, but in commodities.
What's on the other side of the ledger? What's not hot in this trade?
Oh, Don, we have customers and friends with a lack of bushels, and we are in the bushel business. Without a bushel, we do not have a lot to offer you. You are now calling your crop insurance friends and insurance friends. We have millions and millions of bushels in bins, the bins that hold those bushels. We're still trying to get a good read on how many bushels were knocked over during that storm that affected severely Iowa, parts of Illinois, Indiana. And that's just adding for a headache. Without bushels, we don't have a conversation.
Yeah, that was a crazy storm. Politics certainly part of the story right now as well.
Well, Don, across the USA, most of the theaters are closed, but no need to worry. 77 days till the election, there's going to be plenty of theater and plenty of drama. You just wait.
Yeah, we're counting down. It'll be interesting to watch as we go forward here.
Don, last night I watched the latest episode on Showtime called The Circus, and it's just fascinating to watch these episodes and everything that's going into this election. It will move markets. It will provide opportunities and drama.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.